As family members mourn the 20 people killed in an upstate New York limousine crash, the investigation into how it happened continues. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A candlelight vigil was held Monday night for the victims, which include four sisters along with other family and friends who were on their way to celebrate a birthday in that stretch SUV limo that blew through a stop sign, hit a parked car, and killed two bystanders before crashing in Schoharie. Officials say the limo company had safety violations on their vehicles, including defective brakes and balding tires. An attorney for the company says the issues were fixed before the crash. Records show Prestige Limo is owned by Shahed Hussein, who worked as an FBI informant. I'm Julie Walker.